Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we are joined by Bill Polk once again. Bill is the former mayor of Riverside, and he's here to talk to us today about the community center committee that he is now working on, and also some other projects that will be taking place in Riverside. Bill, now that you've finished up your service as mayor in Riverside, what are some other projects that you would like to see completed here in the near future?
Well, there are several other projects that the city has been putting into the works and is budgeting for. We are looking at several streets within the town for improvement with the water and sewer and stormwater drainage down at the end of the town along Highway 22. We have quite a problem for standing water during rainstorms, and so we're working with our engineer, MMS, from the Iowa City area to help correct that with some correction on some streets. And we're also very, very, very hopeful that in this next year or two, we will be working on Highway 22 for a downtown facelift. And the important thing on Highway 22 is that we have a lot of utilities that go underneath the highway. And I think it's in the DOT's five-year plan or certainly in their near future plan to do some resurfacing on Highway 22. So we would like to make sure that we get our utility work accomplished and completed before they do their work. Otherwise, it's going to be quite an expanded, expensive program because we'd have to come in and tear up what the DOT has already laid down. So we want to get that accomplished before the DOT does their highway work on Highway 22. And that's an important project for us. And then we've continued to work in Riverside and look in our long-term comprehensive plan to do some street work to better improve the stormwater drainage. And Riverside, along with many other towns throughout the state of Iowa, are continually working on our infrastructure improvement. And we've done quite a little bit of work on that, the least of which is we've improved over the years our water and sewer plant to help with not only Riverside, but the Riverside Casino, which is beneficial and helpful to the entire county of Washington County. So those are some of the really short-term projects. There's a whole bunch of projects that we've completed over the years, but those are some really the most important projects that are on our radar for right now.
Looking back on your time as a mayor and really a public servant, what are some of the projects that you are most proud of?
I've been on the city council and mayor for a total of almost 15 years, and there's a number of things that the city has done during that tenure that I'm glad to be a part of, and that's going back is we've done an INI project, which is a cameraing of and sealing of a lot of our infrastructure. We've, as I said earlier, built a state-of-the-art water and sewer facility. We've improved City Hall and remodeled our City Hall. We have a very nice maintenance facility. We've done a Riverside walking trail, and that's been a great benefit to a lot of our residents. We've done a real nice job, and our city clerk has helped us out a ton for funding for the Veterans Park, which is nice to be able to honor our veterans in Washington County and the state of Iowa. We've improved down in our park. We've got a really nice concession stand with improved bathrooms, both in the park and in Railroad Park. And so hopefully those folks down there will be able to attract some more ball tournaments throughout the season. And would be remiss if I didn't mention our fire department. We have a really nice fire department, and the fireman had just recently ordered a ladder truck, I think it's either 107 or 109 foot ladder truck, which will help in the near future if there's any kind of a grain bin accident, or they tell us that nowadays many homes are going to metal roofs, and the firemen cannot get on houses that have metal roofs, so that ladder truck is going to be beneficial there. And then, of course, it'll service as quite a benefit for mutual aid for any surrounding towns that may need some aerial help. So that fire truck has been will be a wonderful addition to our fire department. And you know, there's a lot of other things besides that, but the Riverside Area Community Club and Trek Fest, we've continued to try to improve the tourism in Riverside. And I always tell people that Riverside's known for being the future birthplace of Captain James T. Kirk, and that to me is a piece of coal that once this community can really get that thing shined up into a diamond type end, we will have a lot more improved tourism, not only in Riverside, but in Washington County.
Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to think about?
Well, I guess there's the one thing I would like to ask people is that to volunteer for your community and whatever community you live in, volunteer and get involved. No matter the size of the community, people that will volunteer and take the time can absolutely make a difference in the direction of their community. And I would say the same thing for every town in Washington County and every town throughout the state of Iowa. But my biggest concern and care is Riverside. And I would like people to consider joining the visioning group or joining the Riverside Area Community Club, joining the nonprofit group that has been formed on the recreation/community center. It's going to meet the third Wednesday at 6:30 at the existing community center, which is next door to Murphy's. And I would implore and ask people to show up, be involved. It's the third Wednesday of each month at the community center, 6:30. Just plain get involved and help us and help the community, you know, move forward to get this community center built, and everybody will benefit.
Again, that was Bill Polk. He's the former mayor of Riverside, and he's working on building a community center in Riverside. We thank Bill for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.